anybody really.
I don't even know really what Discord is. Like, it's kind of like
remember Skype
a little bit mixed with Skype.
Yeah. The new thing, and mark my words, is a social network called Clubhouse.
Clubhouse?
Yeah.
And it's like, doesn't flow off the tongue. I don't think it's going to be
Clubhouse.
The new thing.
Clubhouse. Maybe. It's invite only.
Clubhouse.
You can only make an account if somebody with an account sends you a link.
Oh, is that like, aren't celebrities doing that?
Yeah.
That's like the one with all the celebrities on it.
Yeah. I don't think that's the next up and coming thing.
I don't think
I'm
so
in
either.
There.
You're in there? Who invited
us? You piece of shit.
My boy.
Your boy? Who's your boy?
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn?
I'm in there.
You're in there? Invite me then.
I'm not inviting shit. I'm not inviting shit.
2 seconds ago, I didn't want to be in it.
Who brought
in
these assholes?
Now I want to be in it. Invite me.
That's a testament to the human psyche. It is. Because you were just hating.
I see it, and I want it.
You were just... Because you were hating, you know? But it is the next up-and-coming thing. I think it's kind of schwack.
It is kind of
sounds a little
schwack.
What is
if
it
you guys
about?
Are on Clubhouse, though, any of you...
invite
your
me.
Boy.
Invite Sean, please. He's
add your boy.
What is it? Just like Facebook type shit?
Hell no.
What are they? What do you
post? Know? What I saw them do? What?
Invitations to the baby blood drinking parties.
You know what I saw them do?
What is it?
Do you guys think that shit is actually going on?
I would never believe it.
Really?
It sounds so fucking stupid.
I'm exactly the opposite.
I'm intrigued, kind of, you know, like, I'm skeptical. What am I trying to say?
I don't know.
I sort of believe some crazy weird shit probably is going on behind the scenes.
No, it's
I wholeheartedly believe.
No
I wholeheartedly
way.
Believe. But South Park, think of the guy, what is it? Trey Stone. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
I think that's
it. Say that, yeah.
Those guys have been within the industry and had like the leading television show on TV for years.
Mm.
So if anybody's going to know the ins and outs of the industry, it's those guys.
I feel like the people, if the shit's going on, the people doing it are fucking idiots to even tell the guys that do South Park.
Look at John Travolta.
Weird guy.
Weird guy.
But he's a Scientologist.
Weird guy.
I think that explains his weirdness.
Dude. John Travolta is one of the weirdest.
Yeah, he's a pretty fucking weirdo.
He is pretty.
He is pretty. I don't really like remember specifically why I think he's a weirdo, but I know there's a couple of instances.
You know Alec Baldwin?
Weird. Yeah.
Alec Baldwin's got a wife that he's been with for like 8 years.
Oh, yeah. She's from fucking Massachusetts, like Western Mass or something.
Dude, she's from the fucking... Boonies.
Oh, what's her fucking name?
She's from the Boonies of Western Mass, and she's been pretending to be from some South American country since he's known her. Since he's fucking known her. She's from Western Mass. She's from Sutton
gain?
Or something.
What do you gain from lying about that?
Hilaria.
My name's Hilaria. I can't even do Hilaria. A Spanish accent or whatever. Hilaria.
Dude, there's some treachery amongst us, you know? Deception is wild. Deception is wild. For 10 years, she led the man that she loved.
Supposedly the closest to you.
And he didn't even know.
How do you,
he didn't
is
even
she
know.
That good at like accents? Like,
I what doubt you, it. It's Alec
dude,
Baldwin.
Her fucking American Boston accent's going to come out some fucking time.
It's
every
Alec
once in a while you hear like a fucking Wicked come out of her.
I feel like it's not very tough to trick Alec into believing something. I feel like the man's dense.
He's a gullible fellow.
Probably. I feel like he's dense. You know? I'm not sure if it's a thoroughly thoughtful nature that man possesses. I think more so it's just not much going on. You ever see people and you're like, eh.
There's not much going on.
There's not
there.
Much going on. There ain't much going on.
Sometimes.
You know, upstairs.
Sometimes I think about... When I'm driving by and see people doing like gardening or yard work, there's not much going on.
Well, in those moments,
you just think they're like NPCs.
Yeah, they're just.
What is that?
Non-player character.
Yeah, and like video games, like a storekeeper or whatever.
They are just programmed as artificial intelligence.
What do you guys think of the conspiracy that we're all like within a video game or a simulation.
In a simulation.
And we're like the main characters and we develop these outside like people to fill the story.
Everything in your life is your own creation of projecting what you think it all is.
Yeah.
I don't really think about conspiracies, but that's a cool one.
Like, I don't think of it in that aspect. I do think of sometimes, like, what if we are living in a simulation? But I think it's more of like, I guess like a video game, kind of.
Like, maybe. You walk down the street and the people, like, that you see passing you,
like,
are
like we're NPCs.
They're procedurally generated.
Yeah, they're like a manifestation of your own subconscious thought.
That is a like a weird theory, like, nothing that you aren't currently thinking about exists or some shit.
Right. Like, we're sitting in this room right now recording a podcast for our people. Everything outside of this room that is not currently here
doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Imagine there's no way to not prove it.
Imagine the great power that would come with that thought. If that was true.
Well, if that was true, then that means, like, what is whose universe are we in? My universe or yours, his?
You're in yours. He's in his. I'm in mine.
And what, they're all together?
I think we just manifested each other.
In your universe.
We knew that the crawl was bound to be something incredible.
In my universe? Complete the lyric.
Complete the lyric.
In John's universe, Alex is an anime woman.
Oh, no.
It gets strange.
What do you mean, in my universe? That's just been the truth the whole time. What do you mean?
It gets strange. You know, you start hearing that. And it just gets fucking a little weird.
In Sean's universe.
In Sean's universe.
He is a baby always.
I'm always a baby.
I'm always a baby.
I am a baby in my universe.
Babies look like you.
And rest in peace to the greats. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Daniel Johnston. But I was thinking
about him earlier today.
Did you like his stuff?
I liked one of them was sticking with me.
Yeah.
It was the one that was just
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No, not, that reminds me of a Wesley Willis song.
Was it the one that was they don't understand you?
No, it was the one
that's talking about.
We were listening to him on the way to the Peace Pagoda.
Oh, that guy
it's like cassette recordings. Yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
That's cool.
I really like his stuff a bunch. Mm. And that's actually a new discovery for me, because I didn't even know at all anything about his music until recent.
Yeah.
But I've gotten really into it. I really like him. He's passed now, yeah. I think it was 2020 or 2019 he passed away.
Damn.
He has a couple documentaries. You guys, if you've heard of Daniel Johnston, comment right now. But if you haven't, go check out his music. If you like indie or like maybe Bright Eyes or...
It's just outsider music. It's like completely unique.
Yeah, like pure... Mm. Expression almost. Same way Wesley Willis is. Mm-hmm. And that's another one that I implore you to check out. Wesley Willis is.
We've referenced him on the show a lot lately.
It's fun, you know?
It is fun.
And you could also eat a caribou's ass.
You'd suck a camel's dick.
You could suck a male camel's dick.
Suck a zebra's dick.
Guys, it feels good to be in here. You know, we had some shortcomings last night or the night before.
Yeah.
So, dude, we had a whole episode for you guys. It was planned out. It was executed beautifully.
Pretty good episode.
It was my favorite episode we've ever done.
This played a really disgusting episode.
We played this game. If you can see it, it's called the 5-second rule. And I kind of want to let them know what we did.
Yeah.
Because I want to promo our Patreon, which is only $1. We have a $1 Patreon, and you guys, the support, if you signed up, would be monumental right now. Because we're trying to grow this thing. We're trying to build this thing. And this is me asking you, please sign up for the Patreon. It's only $1 a month, and it's going to help us out, help us grow this thing.
Yeah.
We're going to be putting that episode. There was some audio issues, some corruption on the files, and shit just got fucking wacky, you know?
We have the camera audio. We don't have the fucking nice, clean, crystal clear audio.
The camera with the fan right next to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're going to be releasing that on the Patreon. I really, really ask you guys to sign up. I think you're going to love. There's also like, I think 3 or 4 exclusive videos already on there. But every month of the Patreon, you're going to get exclusive crawl content that nobody else gets. For just $1, I think it's a bargain. You know? And so this is me asking you, if it's something that sounds interesting or something it sounds like you'd want to do, Check it out. Check you know, it's up. Only a dollar.
Dollar?
$1.
I can't even buy a can of Arizona with that anymore,
which is wild.
That is whack.
It says it on the can.
Then they charge you $1.29.
They charge you $1.29.
What is this shit?
You dicking
dude?
Balls in me, Arizona?
God damn.
You dicking balls
bastards.
In me.
They're rat bastards.
Rat bastards.
You know? And inflation. We just printed $50
trillion. $50 trillion.
What are you talking about, inflation?
$50 trillion? We just printed $50 trillion?
Yeah, to help people for the COVID. We printed $50 trillion new dollars in circulation for COVID relief throughout the pandemic.
Is that like a right thing to do? I don't don't know anything about economics, but it doesn't sound good to me.
I'm definitely no economic expert, but no. I can say that I act off of gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who control... who's the same people that are printing the money assign the value to that money.
Hmm.
And even in a world market, if we print $50 trillion, what is that going to do to China? What is that going to do to Russia? What is that going to do to the world economy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But what I do know is the people who print it assign its value. That much I know. So really, we're already talking about a country that has a deficit to China in that
the trillions.
It could take 20 years or so to pay off. Just make sure people are good. You might as well. We're already so in debt because of foreign affairs and wars and all types of stuff. Mm. Just make print more money. Make sure no veterans are homeless. Like, we might as well.
Yeah, I forget what I was reading, but it was talking kind of about this, like the ease at which we like adapted to like working from home and like being like more home oriented, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It says
that,
something
like we could have been fucking doing that for years and years, like have more focus on your personal life.
Do you think that it's a psyche thing? Do you think that it's like a method, a tactic of control to have us shuffle around the world, go to these designated areas where we put our work in and like follow this mundane routine
trying to mold you into something like that?
I think it's just like the way it's always been done. Like, and like just now, I mean, obviously in recent years with like technology and shit, like you couldn't Zoom to work fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But
to add on top of that, we're in a time right now where we're real thirsty for new.
Yeah.
We always need new.
We always need new. Mm-hmm. You know, we need new leaders. We need new ways of doing things. We need new content.
We need new hobbies. Ass.
We need new everything.
We need
Yeah.
We need new everything. And that's why it's important for people to rise up and to acknowledge what's going on right now, take note of it, and see where we could improve. I just heard that Spain is implementing a 4-day work week.
Good for them.
That's fucking cool shit.
4 days.
That's like, don't they do that in like Scandinavian countries?
I think
and shit?
They do.
Aren't they like the happiest too?
Yeah.
It says something there too.
I think
4-day work week
is a value thing. Dedicated.
4 10-hour days, I'm assuming it will be.
Spain dropped it to 6, so everybody will be working 32 hours.
32 hours.
But even if we were to do 10-hour days.
Dude, I would do 10-hour days all day. I'd do 12-hour days for fucking whatever that equals.
Don't let them hear you.
I would do, no, wait, 12 is fucking, that's fucked.
Because there's somebody right now doing market motherfucking research.
I'll do 10-hour days.
And what I'll say is that algorithm's going to pick up that we're talking about this, and those market researchers are going to be like,
they'll do 12-hour days?
Oh, they smell the money. They smell the profit.
12 hours? 7 days a week?
12 hours.
You heard it here first on the crawl.
There's almost room now for revolution when it comes to our priority. Shit. And I think that COVID, if we can dig deeper into what it's taught us, COVID has taught us where we put our priority. Because we've spent so much time home, we've spent so much time with family, we've been forced to. It kind of has started this awakening amongst people. I know you guys feel it. It started an awakening to where people are trying to rationalize what is really important in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It birthed the crawl.
Yeah, kind of.
It gave us the time needed to build this thing. And now, because we got it to where it is now and things are starting to get back to normal, it's like a cycle. It's perpetual. right? It's almost like rhythm. But if we needed to imagine all the work we put in to build this thing at the beginning, if things weren't so strange when we were doing that, and your eyebrow looks incredible, by the way. I don't know when you started styling it.
I don't know. I thought I'd
it looks great.
Bring it back to 2010 Beeples.
You look like Kevin Federline's youngest son.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought it was real nice.
There's potential here for growth, for real growth, and us to do introspective thought and to look at the situation.
Hmm.
Like me leaving FedEx. I was so reliant on my comfortable space because I was making so much money. I was doing everything. I was good at it.
Yeah, kind of like blinded you to
Whoa-pow, the son? Fucking... Like a motherfucking Dungeon Dragon, son.
Yeah, I got like smacked a Dungeon on up. Dragon, you got smacked on up.
I got smacked up. Smacked out of that rhythm.
Get the fuck out of here.
Out of that rut. You know? And sometimes it takes certain situations like that to open our eyes. And now look. Now look. Every single week.
The crawl baby. The crawl was a COVID baby.
It was a COVID baby.
And just because of the time frame, it was probably one of the first COVID babies.
Probably.
Straight up.
There's going to be a whole wave of them soon.
Straight up.
And the crawl beat them to it.
And don't forget ever that we are your fucking daddies of this shit. Daddy.
Damn, daddy. Never said that.
It's Saturday.
But it's inspiration, you know? And if we can inspire somebody through this platform to want to do a podcast, I fucking praise it.
Dude, there was a
lot. Please do that.
What are there, like three or four different podcasts that...
Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do,
do it.
Don't let just anybody start. Tell... All the doubt, all the naysayers, just all the it. People with all this projection, fuck them.
Fuck
them.
Kick them in the arse.
In the arse. Don't let it affect your goals. Because everybody's got something to say.
Yeah, they do.
You can't please these motherfuckers.
Ain't no pleasing everybody.
Damn. Daddy, you can't please shit.
Please yourself.
That's right.
And the people you love.
That's right.
And
I have one more. That's right. You better get thinking, Daddy.
And the lumberjack that cut down the tree.
That's right! That's right. And that's the motherfucking energy.
Fuck.
That's the energy.
It's a little loud,
don't
dude.
Be afraid.
My ears hurt.
Don't be afraid to let your spirit show in this world. They want you to be gray. They want you to be gray. Don't fucking do it. You don't have to.
Still working.
Spain, implementing four-day work weeks.
Four-day work weeks. I could do with another weekend day.
Oh, God, dude. We could prioritize finally and have the time to dedicate to self.
Exactly.
Shit.
If we were just more like Spain.
Shit.
Fuck.
Do you think America would ever do that?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like we're very, like, stringent, like, business-wise and shit. We're like... The old way works, so do it. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's true anymore.
Well, that's why I said, I don't know, maybe, because there is, like, tides are changing, I guess.
I don't think so.
You don't think we'd ever do it?
I don't think we would ever do it, no.
It is also the American
think
way.
Think about it. Like, what it boils down to is in the end, there's an extra day for us to not be making money.
Exactly.
And so why would that be allowed?
You're right.
They don't want you to have another extra
day. If anything, they want to get rid of the weekends.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, they want us to go to school on Saturdays, too.
We have to recognize our power right now. We're late 20s right now. For the next 25 years, we are going to be the ones at the reins. So we're going to be the ones making those calls. We're going to be the ones starting these companies, doing these things, employing these people. We can make that change. And once you start it, it's like the ripple in the pool at the Peace Pagoda yesterday.
Oh, fuck.
Once you start it, it reaches everywhere that the water touches.
Mm-hmm. Whole pond.
You're shaking them fish up, whether they like it or not.
Scaring them off, squishing salamanders.
I didn't see a single salamander.
I wish
I did.
I like a salamander.
I was looking forward to that.
I knew a girl named Mandy. She lived in Salem. Once a girl dyes her hair pink and starts dressing like Harley Quinn in public, she's on heroin. And Mandy, they know.
They know. I didn't know that was the... I'm just saying.
As soon as a girl starts dyeing her hair pink, getting new scabs,
and wearing new scabs, and dressing like Harley Quinn,
and you see her on the bus, just know she's on the dope.
I never expected to hear those two words together. New scabs.
New scabs.
They're newly found. You know, they weren't always there.
What's new? Just a couple scabs.
You know, but it's really incredible. I think that if we were able to recognize that we're going to be the ones in these leadership roles and start seeing ourselves that way.
It's our time now.
Right now.
To start fucking and start. Start fucking. Yeah.
It's your time to start fucking.
And build ourselves. Build ourselves to be the people we're
wanting to be. Because we can. We can, and all these old ways, they're just that, Daddy. They're not the rule. They're not the rule. They're the past.
They're there.
These structures that we're falling into, like a rut of society, maybe. The structures that we're falling into right now and being brainwashed and conditioned into thinking that this is how it is, they're meant to learn from. That's not the standard. We create the standard. We create the fucking standard. The Crawl Podcast creates a new standard.
3-day work weeks.
It's a prioritization thing. You know, it's understanding what's important in your life to you, because you'll accept it if you believe it. And I think that Spain's heading in the right direction with it. You know,
I live in Spain
right now
without the A.
What is that? I'm an idiot. Spain.
And they're doing something right now. Like.
Mandy's mom was a fatty.
And
she was a fatty with a short leg.
Fatty with a short leg.
And I remember it because she would do that limp walk. It would
that's
be
like a
this.
Hobble.
Oh, it was the Shawnee Mac walking across the thing.
Shaun in the Woods walk.
But because she was a fatty, anytime the off leg would bounce, so would every bit of that chub.
Just like the fucking ripples in the fucking pond, dude. Just like the reaches every corner.
Just like the ripples in the pond was Mandy's mom's torso, you know? I can't tell you why. And some people don't have good luck, good fortune. But at the end of the day, Mandy's mom, you know, she's dressing up like Harley Quinn shooting dope on the public bus. So I don't think
something's going on.
You know, I don't think she did right by that kid. And maybe it was the gimp. Maybe it was the fact that she was a fatty with a small leg.
Maybe it was the limp.
But it definitely was not the pimp.
Not the pimp.
Because you can't hate the player.
hate the game.
That's right. That's motherfucking right. Could I see that a little bit? Because I got terrible eyes. Yeah. We got... Oh, she also had bad teeth. That was in my notes.
Yeah, but how was her dad, though? How was her dad?
Her dad, I don't think he was in the picture.
He just wasn't around.
You don't know if he was a big fella?
He went to get milk 4 years ago and
milk and smoke.
He lost his way.
You know what's crazy? People having a dad in the household, to me, is a foreign thing. When I think of a family unit, I never think of a paternal figure. Ever.
I usually never think the opposite.
You never think of just a mom?
Yeah, I never think about how that would be. It's just never
been in that situation.
That, and I don't even know how that would be. I'm sure it's fucking, it would suck. I don't know.
I mean,
it's just a different dynamic.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic.
It sucks strictly because the fact that it's a single parent thing. And I grew up in a single parent household, and I'm sure many, many of you guys did too. It's not that it sucks. It's just my mental image when I think of family. There's like never any men. And it's so strange because I grew up, a lot of my, I can't think of, other than my little cousin D, I can't think of anybody in my family who grew up with a two-family household, other than my older cousins who like were very privileged. But like the people that I commiserate with and like see on a day-to-day, I have 7 cousins in the town that I live in. None of us grew up with both. So I wonder if it is a cycle.
Maybe. Well, My grandparents on my mom's side got divorced like way back. My parents have been married for like 35 years. So like, and actually, I think they're the only ones in my family that have gotten divorced was my grandparents.
Really?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else that.
That's interesting. That's definitely interesting. And back then, when they must have gotten divorced, it was a whole different landscape.
Yeah, I don't know when that happened.
Probably the 80s at latest, right?
Maybe. I've actually never asked, honestly. Now I think of it.
Do you think it's like now much more common
divorce
for families to only have like one parent?
1,000%.
It's probably way more common now.
Because look at the government, and I'm not saying anything negative. I grew up in Section 8. We were on food stamps, all of it. But look at the government assistance. It breeds independence in women who are in situations that are bad for them, where back in the day, those women were trapped. They would have had to stay for ends meet.
But also, you shouldn't stay in a marriage or a relationship that's like hurtful to your psyche or physically or anything. You know what I mean? Like,
never stay. Or you should always feel valued.
Yeah, exactly.
Always, like, no matter what it is.
So I don't really know what I'm talking about right now. I just fucking had a super big old brain
sounds
fart.
Like you described one side of a coin there.
Yeah.
You said that it's better for a mother to get out of a relationship like that. And then what happens to the father? He's like, fucked.
Well, in my hypothetical, the father was like the one being abusive.
Yeah.
But the roles could easily be reversed. And I'm not naive enough to believe that it's only one sided. Mm. You know, never. Men are fucking greatly mistreated.
Well, what even if they just fell out of love or somebody cheated? I mean, still.
Yeah. And I think that normalizing falling out of love, I saw my little sister posted something and she was like, we need to end the stigma of friendships ending and it having to be a bad thing. Basically, like, if you stop being friendly with somebody, it doesn't necessarily have to be out of animosity.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be out of some type of anger or, like, negativity. It could just be because you guys grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like usually friendships just kind of do that anyway. You grow apart and then...
But then you get the gossip people that are like, ooh, where's this person? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Oh, what happened? Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. Why does something have to have happened? You know? Is that immaturity on the gossiper?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think you need to grow up.
Why are you talking about other people's friends?
You know? Because they're not content with their own.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're probably all fake to them.
Mm.
You know, and that sucks.
There's some insecurity there.
There's some insecurity. I think we're all shrouded with deep, deep insecurity, and I think that that's what connects us all.
Mm-hmm.
But we put up these walls to pretend like we're not. That's where we go wrong.
Talking about people at large or us three?
Both.
All right.
Both.
Acceptable.
I think if we – that's what I really try to lead by example with this, where I'll leave all my insecurity on my sleeve. You know, because then there's like freedom in it. It's liberating to say like, yeah, I'm not perfect. And there's parts about me that I fucking hate.
Mm.
You know,
stupid shit that I can't explain.
Mm. And it happens frequently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens frequently and often. And it
just seems like every weekend now there's that thing. You know? It just keeps happening.
But Alex, it's because, you know. You attended and graduated the Floyd Mayweather Academy for Literacy. It's not your fault. It's the education. It's the system.
I can read. I can read.
Alex, we're in a book
you
club.
You sure about
and you,
that?
And you got an audio book.
Dude, hold on. Because I needed to read three chapters and it was fucking midnight, what the fuck am I going to do? Read at my pace? Or read it some
listen
guy's
at
pace
someone else's pace.
Going at 1 3/4 the speed.
Dude, I'm just bullshitting you because I did the exact same thing. So, I did the exact fucking same thing. How did you do the speed?
It's like on
Spotify?
No, I just bought it off the fucking bookstore. Why, it's on Spotify?
For free.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
What?
I spent $12 on that fucking shit.
It's free, dude.
And they got it in like Dutch. They got it in Scandinavian. They got it on in Spotify? Nigerian. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Are you listening to Nigerian?
I didn't even think of audiobooks on Spotify.
I'm listening to it in Dutch, actually, because I'm hoping it will bleed into my subconscious.
Damn, dude.
So I'm reading along in English, but listening in Dutch. I swear to God.
By the end of the book, you're just going to know Dutch?
I think I heard.
Would that work if you did it for long enough, you think?
I'm going to read the whole book like that. So maybe I'll be sprechen de Deutsch.
Sprechen de Deutsch.
After? Possibly. Maybe. Sprechen de Deutsch. Possibly. You know, who's to say?
Maybe.
Who's to say?
Maybe.
I want to say, hey, fellas.
Okay.
Hey, Sean.
But you were supposed to say it.
Yeah, well, then you didn't have to say it then. You could have just not said it.
You could have just waited.
It could have came up. I mean, I tried to get to that topic. Every weekend it happens to me.
There you go. That was so bad. That was so
fucking
bad,
hell,
dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was great.
When do you say it then?
When we get to it.
It just feels like it's never going to happen. I just get so worried. I just
you got to trust the timing. Trust the process.
I just get so worried is all. You know, I just want it to be perfect.
You can't live in fear like that.
I just want it to be perfect for the people. Dude, there's so many beautiful fucking talented artists in Stoughton.
In Stoughton, yeah.
My God, I ran into these two kids, right? And one of them is really going hard with the music. And her name is Van Gogh de Mogul.
Van Gogh de Mogul.
And you guys know her. She used to go to the Cap all the time. One of the younger kids. I don't want to say her name, but right. Van Gogh de Mogul. Check her out because her stuff is incredible. It's just so inspiring to see so much greatness coming out of such a small area.
Well, that's in its history.
Historically, musically.
Historically, musical. Stoughton has the oldest historical music society. Mm. That's cool as fuck.
That is cool.
I don't know what they do. I don't know what it involves.
Curate.
But it exists.
Historical music.
What if they were on the precipice of pop culture?
They're the ones deciding what's popular music.
They were like,
they're the Illuminati's Illuminati.
Cardi B. Oh. Wet ass pussy.
Yes. You've like, got it.
It's like 80-year-old old women. They all look like Barbara Bush.
Who is the hottest first
definitively,
lady?
Definitively. Yeah. You know? But, you know.
Definitively.
I have been thinking. I've been thinking of ways through some things and around some things and past some things. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think I'm tormented.
Tormented artist?
I wouldn't call myself an artist. There was a time when I would, but now I play a clown, you know, every weekend on a podcast.
Tormented actor.
This ain't art. Not yet. Not yet. I have to earn that. But it's like I'm running from something, right? It's like I'm trying to outrun my demons almost. Mm. And it causes me so much anguish and so much like pain, you know, because no matter what I try to do, I'm never able to outrun them.
It's demon time.
I don't know. But that was like a revelation I had.
When? Like recently? Like today?
It was like finalized today. I'm just trying to outrun them, you know? And it's like I got to just come face to face with them, and I'm strong enough to beat them. Now, never before have I been, but I am now.
Then it's a good time to go demon hunting.
Demon hunting.
Demon time.
I'm ready to fucking go. Guys, if you're, you know, if you're feeling the same way, there's people out there just like you and all these phony self-help, horse shit, holier than thou bullshit people in your life that you're just trying to get
Instagram
help from.
Quotes.
That you're trying to get help from, but they're just regurgitating this fucking recycled, tired ass bullshit.
Pick it up and keep moving.
Just talk to the people around you. There's freedom in it because you ain't the only one feeling like that. And you don't have to go to some stupid ass extreme or get advice from some fucking fools.
He's like a YouTube psychologist, and his PhD is like a motivational cat picture that says "Hang in there."
Exactly. And he's like recording the whole thing from his mom's kitchen.
Are there are there YouTube psychologists?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there probably is.
Quasi psychology. Quasi psychology. You know, of people who are actively repressing their own healing.
Mm.
You know, but I don't know if I've started healing, but it feels like I have, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm mindful of it, and I'm just trying to take it as it comes. But yeah, just reach out to
maybe
people.
Maybe have.
Just talk to people, man. People love you.
Talk to people.
People love you. I love you.
And I love you guys.
For real, for real.
I love me, and I love you too.
For real, for real.
You know? He said, I love me.
What do we have for time?
My thing says 30 minutes.
There's no fucking way in hell.
I started it a little late again episode.
There's no
way. But we're definitely...
We're at like an hour right now.
No.
Go check the
An hour?
Go check next to the fast forward and stuff.
Yeah, we're at 36 minutes, dude.
God damn.
For real? For real, 36 minutes.
Damn, son! I can't believe we lost that fucking episode,
dude.
It makes me want to hurtle through the wilderness shirtless.
Fucking episode, dude.
Vengeance in my heart.
John did something I never thought I would see him do.
What?
Drink the grotesque, fucking disgusting.
There was
you drank the something wrong.
We made throw up. Basically,
you drank the something wrong. We cooked the egg
with kombucha. The kombucha cooked the egg.
I really just wanted the spicy pudding.
Some tapioca pudding.
You didn't the want
spicy
that.
Spicy pudding.
That was a fate that you didn't want.
I wanted the spicy pudding.
I did fuck up, dude. I didn't mean to do that. That shit's like sludge, the hot sauce. It's like sludge. I was shaking it.
I think you meant it.
Half the bottle came out. I had nowhere to put the excess sauce, so I just said fuck it and stirred it.
There's no way he could have meant it. That profuse apology.
I really didn't mean it. Because I tasted a drop also before you tasted it, like as I was handing it over. My mouth was spiced up for the next 20, 30 minutes, dude.
I took such a big bite.
That's what I was telling you. No, I was. No, don't do it. Don't
Five
do it.
5 Second Fools on Patreon. Just $1.
Yeah.
Guys.
Fuck, man. I can't believe we lost.
Shitty time the last
Go
couple
on
of
Patreon.
Weekends.
It's fucking great.
You have been having it.
I've been having real shitty times last couple.
Shitty time.
Which sucks because if not for those, everything else was cool. Like, we went on what we agreed was the most fun crawl up in Maine.
Hmm.
And then...
You had a shitty time.
Had a shitty time. And then this week again. Shitty time.
Shitty butt time. Dude.
Shitty butt time.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John. Here it is.
Have you ever done something in a place where, as a result of your actions, you had to get the fuck out of there?
As a result of my actions, I had to get the fuck out of there.
Because I have, twice recently.
Selling drugs.
Okay.
Selling drugs.
You had to get the fuck out?
We had to get out of the party, yeah.
Yeah?
Buying
because
drugs.
Because we walked in and it was just a ridiculous spectacle. Like, we walked in and made an entrance in this party and it was not our party.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all just showing off, thinking we were the coolest motherfuckers under the sun. And there were some Spanish kids. And I'm pretty sure, but I can't guarantee this, there was a scuffle at a club the week before.
Yeah.
With a Spanish group of Spanish dudes.
I like that. Scuffle.
Scuffle.
And we go to this party, and we're flashy.
Uh-huh.
And we saw a bunch of Spanish dudes, and they wanted to rob us. So we had to get out. We had to get the fuck out of there because of our own flashiness.
Yeah. As a result of your actions, you had to get the fuck out.
Yep.
Mine wasn't that epic. I just blew up a public bathroom.
Having a shitty fucking time. Dude.
Shitty butt time, dude.
Painted a public bathroom, dude.
I hobbled out that bitch out to the car. I made sure to shut the door quickly. I hobbled out that bitch to the car. I said, Sean, go. Sean, go, 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 go now. Sean, go.
You brought with you a waft.
No, I didn't.
You brought with you a waft.
Maybe. It was a quick walk.
It was a quick wipe, evidently.
No.
Quick wipe.
It was a lot of time.
It was a quick wipe, evidently, and you brought back with you a waft.
I brought back with me a wipe. I left it in your car.
Not only. Two times. Twice.
I know.
Well, I didn't have to get the fuck out weekend. Of there the second time.
I think
well,
you're not used to eating like a crawl boy yet.
No, I'm not yeah. used to eating like a crawl boy.
Dude, that, actually, when we started this, you were like, hey, guys, I've been recently on a diet. I'm 20 pounds down.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, when I started
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah, we fucked your shit up. I'm sorry.
Bad influence. We're bad influences,
you know. You know, check out the new playlist, Snacky Crawls. Started,
so. I'm afraid to step
on. We got
on
season
a scale,
one, season two playlist.
It's not good.
Yeah, I don't want to do that shit either.
I think we need to care more about ourselves.
Start yeah. caring. We said this like 5 episodes ago,
and we thought about it like every time we've done something every weekend,
which is good.
As a result of our actions, we got to stop fucking eating for crawls, dude.
Or just make wiser choices when
eat
it comes
better
to what
for
we
crawls.
Eat. Like, if we go on a get steak the, crawl, I don't have to get a 32-ounce steak
but,
at every place.
But it's but on
you're
the
gonna,
menu.
You're going to crawl your ass off to the max and get that steak.
I'm not. I'm going to get the eight. I'm going to be
so
much
you can
smarter.
Get another.
You're going to eat it with your fingers? Else.
No, I'm going to be smarter. I have to be smarter because yeah. I'm 340 pounds and I'm constantly having issues with my health. I'm constantly having issues with my body. And I look at myself and I hate myself. And I don't want to feel like that.
I am starting to feel gross as fuck. Like, real gross.
It's choices, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's choices, it's dude.
Choices, for
Everybody
sure.
Everybody got choices.
Everybody mm-hmm. got choices, son.
Maybe I shouldn't order 2 meals when I go out.
I just ate $77 worth of sushi at 2 p.m.
That's warranted, that though. Here.
You're forgiving it, and that is gonna
because
into
I don't
want to
change. I like food.
It's gonna seep
I
into
want
my
food.
Mind.
I'm thinking about food right now.
Oh, what are you guys doing after this episode? You guys hungry?
Fried burritos. Kinda,
yeah, fried. It's just a fried burrito.
It's just 2 fried burritos.
Just 2 fried burritos
and a poke bowl.
Oh. I hate it, dude.
Dude, no, I actually do.
We just named the last episode "Temptation Eradication," and this is the energy you brought. This is the energy you've brought, and we need to. We need to kill the KKK for once and for all.
We gotta kill them.
Hello?
No,
yes.
No. I'm not
the
advocating
KKK.
For that.
Kill
shit.
The KKK. Here he goes. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing some ideas out into the ether and hoping that they stick. Mm. You know? I'm throwing the KKK shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. Don't kill them. Don't kill them, but maybe socially kill them.
I don't think you
can. How come everybody's getting canceled, but we're just no?
I was going
to
say.
There's never been a canceled thing.
Of all things to be canceled.
There's never been a canceled thing for the KKK.
Right?
Or the Black Panthers. Ooh, controversy.
What are they,
the Black Panthers. It's the same thing, but on the opposite scale. On the opposite end of the scale.
But I don't. Maybe philosophically, but like action wise, I don't think so.
No, of course not. But philosophically is what I'm talking about. They both don't preach hate towards any other race, but they both preach promotion of one's own race. The KKK promotes overall white. The white race. The Black Panthers promote overall the black race. And it's important, but extremist groups, if that behavior was in the Middle East, what would we call them? Extremist groups.
Terrorists. That's what we would say. Yep.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Terrorist group.
It's fine to have love, and you should love yourself. You should love yourself more than anything.
Yes.
You have to. But don't tear nobody down. And if there's any group to cancel, why the fuck have we not targeted the KKK? I need every one of my social...
Deplatform them, dude.
I need every one of my socially aware people. Let's start a fucking revolution. Let's start a motherfucking revolution. Let's socially kill the KKK. Please, who's with me? Please, let me get a shot.
I think most like sane people have been charged to like actively socially kill the KKK.
Who?
I miss sane people. Most sane, like.
But there's never been like an internet movement against it.
I think like a lot of like the.
No, let's find their phone numbers. Let's fully dox them, and make their lives unlivable. Let's do it. Let's make them recognize the error of their
there's
ways.
There's got to be the power to do that. There's got to be some shady hackers or something.
What's anonymous?
Let's get anonymous on it.
Anonymous, get on.
Get on it, Anonymous.
Come on, Reddit. Do your thing.
I love that there's a new whiteboard in the studio, and it has a fucking paper towel that says queef.
Empty whiteboard, bro.
Whose idea was that? It's not even written on the whiteboard.
Yeah. It's on a paper towel magneted to the whiteboard.
Oh, God. Sometimes I get so confused, dude. Ha ha. I don't know. I don't know, boys.
Mm.
But I do want to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to be the change.
Yeah.
I do want to be the first of many things. The first of many things.
Like what?
Like if I could skydive in the nude, a tandem skydive.
Done.
Tandem
Steve-O. And he's also done that.
And he's also in the nude.
The first man to skydive.
I think that same exact thing happened with Steve-O.
No,
dude.
Steve-O was naked.
Yeah, and the other guy was wearing a thong.
Not completely nude. And it's nothing sexual. It's just to be the first.
Just to be the first.
There's nothing gay about it. It's just to be the first.
Somebody's done that.
And sure, I'll be on the bottom.
There's whole groups of them, dude.
Sure, I'll be on the bottom.
The nude skydivers?
Because he's the one controlling the parachute.
What would their group name be? The nude skydivers?
I don't know.
Swinging flesh.
Swinging flesh.
Sweet.
Dropping meat.
Dropping meat's good.
Dropping meat's good, dude. Let's settle on dropping meat.
Okay.
I like it because it's gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
Just like John.
What type of meat is it? We don't know.
It's not even meat, dude.
God damn. I'm sorry. I love you, John.
No, you ain't.
I am. It's just funny.
You ain't sorry.
It's just comedy. Jeez.
What's just on the menu?
Jizz. Oh, boys.
Meet a girl, how do you know if it's going to work out? You got to see your dad.
Just tell if he's a fat guy, right? That's the
truth. You got to meet that dad.
Listen, if
is he a short fat guy?
Oh, if she has a fat dad, she's already used to it. She knows the smells. She knows the stains.
She knows what goes on in the bathroom. She's already used to
it. She's heard the worst.
She's heard it.
Because dads don't hold back. Dads are letting them blow, daddy. Dads are letting that thing loose. So
they had to get
worst,
the fuck out of there as a result of their actions.
You know?
You can't defile a bathroom like that.
But a woman's always going to love her dad. Unless her dad's terrible.
Then, you know?
So if she got a decent dad, and he's fat and looks anything like me, I have to believe that I'm good. I have to believe that I'm good.
In the clear.
There's something primal about it.
Nappy headed?
No, I was gonna say natural, but
there's something instilled in there.
Instilled in there, yeah. That like, that's comforting. Or whatever, you know? I don't know what. It's in there. Look at all that body.
Look at all this body. You tell me that this ain't comforting.
You got a dad that looks like him?
You tell me this ain't comforting?
He thought he was going to be a daddy.
You tell me this ain't comforting? You don't want to be where this mic's at, just nestled upon my chest. Sometimes underneath my chin, there's a stench.
You might get a whiff from time to time. Don't say anything.
don't say anything because it's going to tear me apart.
Trust me, I already know.
Even if you say you like it, I'll be thinking about it all goddamn night.
But look at his body. Just look. Just look at this beautiful man body. You know, they say a dad bod. Women see a dad bod different than I do.
You know? A dad bod's about fucking 100 pounds lighter than me.
My dad bod's going to look a little different, you know, but I got all of that comfort. I got all of this flesh, all of this flab just for you. You know how warm I am? This is a PSA. Any single girls out there that are looking for a man who might be overweight but has so much swagger, please. You know, I'm your man.
I'm your man.
Look at this body. Look at this belly. Might it's be so overweight. Pronounced. But
turn
I'll treat you so
swagger.
Good. I'll treat you so good. You know, and we'll have so much fucking fun. We'll have more fun than any of your friends, and that's a motherfucking promise. Promise. Fuck them bitches, because you got it.
All right, dude. All right, dude.
Sorry, guys.
Enough of that.
That was a PSA. Oh, that was a PSA. But fuck them bitches, because you got it. They ain't got nothing on you, Alex.
They ain't got nothing on me.
They are, all her friends got nothing on you. Nothing. They wear those TikTok leggings. It don't work.
Don't work.
Stacy's still got a flat ass. Now it's just higher up.
It's just higher up flat ass.
Now she got a mid-back ass. You know, that ain't no good for nobody.
You ever see a crack that long?
I do got a long crack.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen it on the show.
We've seen it. They've seen it.
Mm-hmm. I do got a long crack.
Is that recording? Yes, it is.
How come?
What? How come?
You think it's
That's the way God made you.
You think when he painted me? He painted me with a prolonged crack.
Slipped a little bit.
It's unfair because if I look at the length of my crack and the length of my pud,
the correlation.
One of them was mistaken.
Invested a few more points
maybe
in the wrong
both.
Skill tree.
I think they were reversed.
They were reversed.
You know, the length factor of both of them are mismatched, and it's heart breaking.
I should have had a 3-inch butt crack. God damn it.
John, if you don't give me that extra inch and a half, dude, and put 4.5 on my name, if you don't shut the fuck
four
up.
4.5-inch butt crack.
If you don't put 4.5 at least on my name, so help me Christ, this whole place is going down. This whole fucking place is getting burnt to the ground. I need to put some respect on my motherfucking name. 3 inches. That's only when it's soft.
The fuck would a 3-inch crack look like?
That's only
five
wilts.
On a good day.
That's only wilted soft. Jesus Christ, dude! I feel humiliated now. You know, I love you so much, Crawl family, and don't forget. I know we mentioned it at the top of this thing, but we have a Patreon. It's only $1 a month. Please,
what is it? Patreon/the Crawl Podcast.
Yeah, it's also in our link tree. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Instagram. It's
on YouTube. YouTube. Scroll down.
Got a cool new banner on the YouTube.
Oh, my God. Cool check banner. Out the YouTube.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think of the redesign of the channel.
Mm, and check out the playlists. We got playlists now. Snacky Crawls.
That shit.
Snacky
is
Crawls.
Snacky Crawls.
We got special crawls.
Special crawls.
If you are
the other ones.
The rest.
We do got some cool playlists.
Mm.
We do got some cool updated channel art,
mm-hmm.
and we are planning on doing some things. If you're streaming this, we love you too. Please, please continue to stream. Our stream has been looking a little weak.
It is.
You guys could listen to us.
That happens with age.
Yeah. But you guys could listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on Spotify,
Deezer.
Addict, all of it.
Amazon,
yeah. We're everywhere. The Crawl Podcast is global.
You know, we're on everything.
I want to shout out our Russian listeners. I want to shout out our French listeners. I want to shout out everybody that's listening from anywhere. We got some English listeners now who are faithful.
Oh, every episode they listen. Since the beginning, dude.
A handful of them. So shout out to you, England. Shout out to you, France. Shout out to Russia. Shout out to Singapore. We got the last couple have gotten some people out there. We love you guys to motherfucking death.
We do.
And we just hope.
Keeping an eye on the analytics.
Hope. We just hope that you guys are having as much fun as we're having, you know, because we're having some motherfucking fun.
Yeah.
I think y'all are. I think we might be on to something. Crawl family. You know, if I'm pigeonholing myself through the peephole of life and to people who stride to different astral glides, you know, they say it's different strokes for different folks. And maybe it's true, because if it's one thing I know and it's one thing I do. It's something
every day
that makes your life feel like it's worth it.
Love you guys. See you next week.
Smooth.
Daddy?
Thank you.